Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl? Sharon,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is week two of 2022. I still have this nasally sound that I'm trying to shake, so just overlook it, please. As I stated, over the holidays, I've traveled to so many states, so many climate claims. I feel like a floating map, but I'm getting over this. But I have to be here for you. And when we talk a challenge here, you know, these are challenging times, and we're all about challenge. One tragedy of our times is the willingness of realists in the spite of impending crisis to criticize and obstruct people who expend their energy toward finding solutions. Their judgments, however, are superficial and conventional, and their attitude distances them from the essential quality of reality, change. Often, the wisest realists cannot escape this trap. The challenge then is to create a new kind of reality that offers hope for a change in the world. And in order to change the world, you got to be a change agent. You know, it's just like somebody saying, I put the pot of rice on the stove, but it haven't cooked. And then you ask them, well, did you turn on the fire? See, everything that we do creates action here. We're going to bring you short and sweet Mindful Monday. We got Tiffany with an eye coming on. But before we get started, Aunt G, that started in April of 2020 with Waking Up with Linda Masha, and she started way back in 2013, but she came back up. We'd like to send our strength, prayers, and condolences out there to Aunt G and her family. Her mother transcended this morning, and we want to let them know that we are with you. We are here for you, and no matter what you need, all you need to do is call on us, because we appreciate you, because we know you appreciate us. And on that note, I'm going to play this song. You know, I always do this, and just listen. Mommy's talking about this, and she wants you to be happy and continue to move forward. This is for Aunt G and her entire family. Her mother, Alice Wright, transcended this morning. She's gone on to that next level, a beautiful lady.
Oh,
Alice Wright, Aunt G's mom, you rest in peace. We got everything down here, and we definitely have your baby girl. She's always here for us, and we will always be here for her and her entire family. Condolences, Aunt G. And now we're going to bring on Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, are you with us this evening?
I am. How are you, Linda?
I am okay. I'm still kicking this bug. You hear this nasally sound. I might have to mute off every now and then and go do a cough or two, but the show must go on. So bring it to us. How are you today?
I am doing well.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Okay, and thank you for being here, because we know you got getting ready to prepare for an exciting thing. And I know you're going to share that with us. We're going to go short and sweet today. But, you know, we want to hear about this goody-goody stuff that you promised us.
Yes. So I will have Reverend Dr. Susan Johnson Cook, and I think I told you guys that. She, on Friday. So she has a book that's out now called My Fabulous Fifth Chapter, It's My Turn Now. So we're going to be discussing that book. We'll talk about her accomplishments in the Obama administration as she was ambassador of religious freedom. Which was interesting. It seems like she's an interesting and very accomplished woman. So,
she's going to be on Friday, right?
No, she's going to be on tomorrow. So she was post after her post, meaning after her position held in the Obama administration, she was the ambassador at large for religious freedom.
Okay, okay.
So it's going to be very interesting to talk to her about that and really talk about her new book, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And this is My Fabulous Fifth Chapter is the title of the book?
Mm-hmm, it's My Turn Now.
My Turn Now, oh, okay. So, I'd like to get that book and go into it.
And yes, and she belongs to an organization, if not she started it, called Charisma Speakers. And we are going to have fun.
I know, and I too bad that, you know, I can't tune in. I'll get it on the after because, you know, Tele Tuesday, Stephanie Haynes comes on tomorrow, so we go up at the same time. And I'll be being sworn in, I guess that's the proper word to say, with my organization, the National Congress of Black Women. I'm being sworn in as a parliamentarian, the nominated parliamentarian. So, let's see what happens here. It's a wonderful organization. These ladies have been here. They're seasoned. They're empowering. They're inspiring. They really, really have excellent youth programs. They just do a lot of wonderful things. And they've been around for quite some time. You know, this organization was formed by Shirley Chisholm. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shirley Chisholm was the first African-American female to run for president. And Shirley Chisholm says, well, if they don't have a seat at the table for you, you take your own chair, okay? Or just stand up and speak out on what you have to do. So they are really my kind of ladies. I've been seeking them out for a long time, so they're saying something here. So I guess they say, well, she knows how to lay that gavel down and keep the rules in order. So, you know, I'm taking the opportunity. I'm very, very honored. Very, very excited about it. So I'm over here practicing now to make sure I raise my right hand when I'm sworn in and not my left hand, okay? So, you know, when you're doing that Zoom thing, it's a little backwards to you. So I'm over here practicing. So I will be speaking with you probably late tomorrow evening after your excitement, and we can just, like, take notes and share and care and encourage each other as we always do, because you know you are one of my favorite encouragers. You're the second set of eyes. You know, when you're seeing through one eye, you'll come up in there with your third eye and give another individual a way of looking at it. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Now, tomorrow is January 11th. That's an exciting day. I'm just waiting. Where can I purchase the book, My Turn Now? Is that the title of the book or the full title? Because I want to get...
The full title is... Hold on. Let's see. You know, don't... Okay, so My Fabulous Fifth Chapter...
Mm-hmm.
It's My Turn Now.
Okay. It's my
turn.
And
it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be exciting. Tomorrow's a very exciting day for both of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to hear about your activity. Now, what time is this? That is this happening?
They'll be going on, you know, because of the events and the pandemic, they usually do a big, you know, in-person thing, but it'd be on Zoom, and it starts at 6 o'clock, and hopefully it'll probably just go for an hour, could extend, and the president, the national president of this organization is Dr. Ethe Williams, and she's a bad girl, so I think she will be in attendance, and most of the time, you know, because they're national, actually they're global, and so she'll be, I think she'll be joining us, and we're the Los Angeles chapter, but I'm real excited because I seek out the persons with the same mindset as mine, and sometimes it takes you a while, you know, and when you slide in, you kind of, if you've been around and you've been in and out and you did different types of programs and different type of organizations, you kind of like know what to look for. And I think I got the right set of ladies. Okay? And I'm very excited. Yeah. I've been looking for them a long time. Yes. A long time. But what we're going to, and I'm going to put this out here, we want the nowadays youth. They have strong youth programs. They do youth scholarships and an excellent youth program, youth activities, but we're recruiting. We want some young blood up in there. You know, come on in here and learn the ropes, okay? Come on in here and see and get the right information so that when you step out there to take that action, you got your facts in order and you got your tools in your toolkit, because that is exactly what they're going to give you. They're up and up, no hanky-panky, none of that. So I'm pretty excited, but we're looking for the youth and looking for membership, and it's always open. So I'm going to put the number out there to contact me, 323-769-5879. Give us a call. Let us know you're interested, and we'll see what we can do. We'd love to have you join us, but they take care of plenty business, believe me. You're going to get what you need. All right, to put in that toolkit, and that's what it's really, really all about. And this lady that you're speaking of with the speakers, would you say she has an organization?
Charisma Speakers?
Yeah, Charisma
Speakers.
Her
book, My Fabulous Fifth Chapter, It's My Turn Now, can be found on Amazon.com.
Oh, Amazon, okay. Because I was going to ask you that, because I go to Amazon, I go to Borders or somewhere, but I'll get it because I love reading stuff like that. And she's right. It is not only her turn, it's our turn. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it really is. And I had to play, I don't know if you, the person on G, when the pandemic began, we went back up in April of 2020, but on G's been with me since 2013. And she started off, and we gave condolences to her mom. So I'm just, like, sending out all the good prayer and all the good strength to her and the family to, you know, just handle it the way you have to handle it, grieve the way you have to grieve, and keep on marching forward. Yes, yes. Yeah, AG is one that you'll walk the 10 freeway to get to, okay? So I'm just letting her settle in and find out what do you need me to do. How can I help you? I kind of got an idea.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, what I would like to do, but I need to get some more information. It's too early for that, but I'm gonna take care of yeah, she got something coming special from us. Definitely.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Is that a repast or if there's a big family gathering? Now, Miss Linda won't be there. I'll get there a little bit early and do what I have to do, but I don't deal with the big gatherings, okay? I'm not quite ready right now. But I'm there, you know, in the best manner that I can be, but I'm not going to be around a lot of people. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Won't do it. So I'm just trying to get this nasally sound out, the sneezing, the, you know, when you go through all that climate change. So now I'm working on it. So now a little cough is coming in. I told my doctor, send me some of the strongest cough syrup you got. Mm-hmm. Knock me out. But I've just been taking it easy and relaxing because things have to run its course. And because when you, with all this COVID and all this stuff, see, I have sinus problems. So when that sinus block up on you, you catch it. You know, and you don't know if it's a cold, the flu, the wood. All you know is it got to go. So that's where we are now. But on the Mindful Kick, on Mindful Monday, and we're short and sweet. I know you still making your list over there, and we want not to keep you too long. Tiffany with an I see it. I understand it. I see you. I get the job done. That's why I always say Tiffany with an I. You know we love you. We're not going to hold you too long tonight, but give us a thought. Give us that Mindful Monday thought before we say goodnight.
You know, this Monday, I usually am not out on Mondays, but this Monday I really was. And I will say just continuously, not continuously, excuse me, but continue to be mindful of other people as they're out and about. You know, still keep your distance, still wash your hands, still do the same things that you used to do. You know, it's just a good practice. And still keep your distance a little bit from people. I think we're still doing well, given the fact that people have boosters and vaccine shots and whatnot, but still be mindful. You know, it is flu season. It is the season for people to get cold and flu and whatnot. So, you know, be mindful of yourself. Rest when you're sick. Take care of yourself. You know, make sure you have plenty of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc for your immune system, and I think you should be good. That's what I see a lot of people out and about, and, you know, the change of weather, you know, some people, I guess, because they're from different climates, come out in shorts and sandals or flip-flops or whatever. Just be mindful that, you know, yes, it looks like it's hot outside, but after 4 o'clock, the weather changes.
Yes, it does.
And when the weather changes, it, you know, it becomes cooler or becomes cold, so that's what that's what I see, you know, and what I feel that I should tell people about being mindful of others. We're still working this situation out with the virus and the different variants, and just, you know, be mindful of your own body. Keep your immune system high. Keep it good. Take care of yourself. And do the best you can not to stress.
I heard that. That's the most important thing. Don't get stressed out there. Keep yourself as balanced as you possibly can. I think Stephanie will come on with us tomorrow evening. We're going to start up late. Because I don't know how long this ceremony is going to go. We won't come in at 8. We'll come in at 8:30. That gives us enough time, you know, for me to settle down and do what I have to do because, you know, the show must go on unless there's a technical emergency on her end over there. She'll be talking about that third chakra, and that's that solar plex. That's an emotional chakra. That's the chakra that carries mm-hmm. all the emotion. And you darn sure want to keep that in balance. And she always mm-hmm. gives us tips on, you know, what to look for when it's in balance, what to look for when it's out of balance. And on that note, Tiffany, with an I, I'm going to play this OJ's happy song because that's really what it's all about and tell you to have a lovely time tomorrow. Thank you so much for caring and sharing with us on Mindful Monday. Listeners, Tiffany Jones with an I. We'll talk to you later, Tiffany, and we'll get that information after the show airs so we can put that out there also. We love you. Thank you. And again, condolences to Aunt G and her entire family. My mother, Alice White. Yeah. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.